we are traditionally one of the most expensive states in the U.S. for gasoline. And part of that is just because of our remoteness and our small volumes, small demand for gas. So the things that also make other prices high here in Alaska for milk and everything else contribute to that. But in more recently, we've had there's multiple refineries in Washington and California that were having planned or unplanned shutdowns. And the oil refineries that make the gas, therefore, have had a tight supply of gas. And so that has meant that prices on the West Coast, not just for Alaska, but for several states, including California, Washington, Oregon, Nevada, have really been quite a bit higher than the rest of the U.S. And in Alaska's case, we're about a dollar higher than the average right now.
Does the fact that we produce a substantial amount of crude oil in state help at all with those prices, or?
I'm not sure of the mysteries of what goes on behind the scenes, but because we start out, you know, at, even though it's our own oil, it starts out at the same price as the world market, and much of that is refined right here. We're essentially going off the same system at that point as the rest of the world.
Right.
And most of the gas is made at the Marathon Petroleum Refinery in Nikiski. I mean, nearly all of it that's consumed in Alaska is made there on the road system.
Yeah.
One refiner also limits competition, and that's another key factor that we face compared to other states where there would be multiple refineries in the region.
So the majority of Alaskan gas at the pump comes from the one refinery in Alaska? We are refining most of our own gas?
Yeah, most of what we're driving on, especially on the road belt, maybe all of it or almost all of it, as I understand it, is coming from our Alaskan oil, and it's being refined down in Nikiski. Some of the oil from Cook Inlet, and then I presume that some of the North Slope oil at times could be used to supplement. And then I also understand that oil is also shipped up at times for use for gasoline, but it's primarily Alaskan oil.
So even though we refine most of our own gas here in Alaska, our pricing is still tied to that in other states?
Yeah, well, we start with the price of oil, which starts out at the same as their price. And then there's no price gouging law. There's one refinery, one refiner. It's the gas price is still based on the nearest market, which is Seattle, or it's connected to that in a sense. And we get the same gas price roughly as they do in Seattle. And Marathon has the ability to kind of set refining prices, I think, at the very start of this chain.
Do you expect Biden's release of more oil from the Strategic Reserve to bring down prices at all?
I think it'll help stabilize prices. I think it did lead to a little bit of a drop, at least in the futures market. And so I expect that it'll help stabilize prices. I would think that we're going to be at this price. I guess if that's my prediction, that we'll be at this price within a small amount either way for a little bit of time, unless there's some kind of, you know, other crazy event that happens. Who knows what's next? But yeah, I think things like that do help, but I think the help is somewhat limited.